The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
Now, my beautiful dreamers, I am very excited to introduce to you a young man here in front of me who has just released his debut album. I was trying to get this session off the ground for a while now, but he has come up from County Clare. He's a Dublin man originally. Ladies and gentlemen, making his Nova debut, it's Mr. Steo Wall. Steo, how are you, buddy?
Good now.
Thank you, Kevin, for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
I've been listening to your record. I've had it in the car during the week. And there's a lot of ground being covered there, you know.
There is.
Let the music do the talking first off. So let's play a song and take us to Steo Wall world. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the title track of the album. It's called Where I'm From.
Where I'm From. In your own time. Ladies and gentlemen, Steo Wall.
Thanks, man.
Where I'm from, where I'm from, where I'm from,
going downhill, it makes me sick. There's people on Thomas Street trying to get a fix. Dealer tries to fill them with that bullshit talk. It's deadly, man, it's brown and it's on the rock. You get a bag for 17, 2 for 30. Now you're trying to persuade to a judge and jury. It's nothing, only your life is the fee. Cause if you're not addicted, your force it is free. Here's a weapon, and it's easy to make. It's a matchstick in between two razor blades. Gives you nice marks, but on the side of your face. To a junkie, it's just another court case. People jumping counters, people robbing tills, people selling cocaine, heroin and pills. This is what they have to do to pay the bills in our cities where drugs kill. Where I'm from is the rule of the gun, and you can die young, that's the rule of thumb. In a drug slum where nobody ever cares, selling out their dreams for needle shares. Where I'm from is the rule of the gun, and you can die young, that's the rule of thumb. In a drug slum where nobody ever cares, selling out their dreams for needle shares. No one cares, dreams for needle shares. No one cares, dreams for needle shares. Well, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. It was pretty witty with a rare old vibe. And now it's nitty gritty full of gangland crime. And it's kind of sad my city's lost her shine. I remember when it used to be a fight instead of a bloody knife. And it used to be a knock instead of the killer Glock. Now it's stuck and run for cover cause they're shooting up the block. All around the clock, tick tock, never stops. Drugs infiltrated and penetrated and devastated. Generations mourn because they never made it. Our failed, never realised their dreams. Money making schemes, it seems, that's our scene. We glorify our criminals, putting them in a film. Every young flick growing up thinks he's a general. One way trip to prison is what he's given, what he's living, what he's been. Mom and dad's a heroin fiend. Never got affection but grew to be affected. Times to look crying, no crime and he's arrested. Self-fulfilling prophecy, prophet of the hypocrisy. Never gonna stop until they're reading out his eulogy. You and me, you and me, please. You and me, you and me, please. You and me, please. Stop this disease because our city's on its knees. From the sea to the trees, can't see the woods for the trees. Please. Where I'm from is the rule of the gun, and you can die young, that's the rule at home. In a drug slum where nobody ever cares, selling out their dreams for needle shares. Where I'm from is the rule of the gun, and you can die young, that's the rule at home. In a drug slum where nobody ever cares, selling out their dreams for needle shares. No one cares, dreams for needle shares. No one cares, dreams for needle shares. Where I'm from is the rule of the gun, and you can die young, that's the rule at home. In a drug slum where nobody ever cares, selling out their dreams for needle shares. Where I'm from is the rule of the gun, and you can die young, that's the rule. rule of thumb in a drug slum where nobody ever cares, cause they're still selling out their dreams for needle shares.
Yeah, that is the sound of Steel Wall making his Nova debut here with us on Local Zone, where I'm from. And that, yeah, that's, how's that for a gritty Sunday afternoon for you, folks? Steel Wall, where are you from?
I'm from Shankill in South County Dublin.
Shankill.
Born and raised.
Not too far from me. I was the Lorgan man.
Oh, yeah.
And was it, you know, did you see that growing up? Or was it, or is this like a commentary on where Dublin is now?
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
Where I grew up, you know, in Shankill, it was a mad kip years ago, you know. There was all sorts going down. And this is the first song that I wrote about when I moved down to County Clare. And at the time as well, you know, there was a lot of gangland stuff kicking off in the city as well, you know. But yeah, it's definitely a mixture of both. Like, there's some personal experience and there's a wider kind of view as well going on.
You were saying on the album that, you know, this is very much a biographical, this is like a diary of your life up to now. When did you move to Clare, and what was it that brought, was it a woman brought you down there, or was it the music, or was it you had to get out of Dublin, or?
Yeah, it was a woman.
A woman.
Of course it was, Kevin. I was chasing a woman. And but yeah, the same. It's a bit of everything as well, a bit of headspace as well I needed at the time, you know.
I have a very romantic notion of packing my family and moving down to somewhere like, you know, Listing Varna, where the burn is your back garden, or somewhere down like that. And tell me how life is down there, like, from someone who's come from, you know, Dublin and, you know, somewhere like, you know, big place like Shankill, which is a, you know, huge area of Bray around there, Dunleary. You know, it was pretty much, you know, burbs. But you're down in Listoon Varna, I believe.
No, I'm actually outside. I'm at Ennistoimin.
Beautiful.
Is the hometown. And we're just outside it now. And 7 years ago, I moved down. And it was actually Jacinta, my partner, writes, you know, she writes plays and stuff.
Right, okay.
And 7 years ago, she was writing a show for The Fringe. And she was living, she was sharing a gaff out in Blanche with about 4 or 5 other people.
Yeah.
And she couldn't get any headspace at all. We've a friend of ours down there that was always offering us her pad to come down, you know.
Yeah.
She works, she's away a lot. And so we took her up on it in 2012. And we never left.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, we got down there, and especially Ennistoimin, like, obviously the music scene is savage as well, you know. But what they've got in Ennistoimin is... I remember growing up in Dublin in the 80s, and everyone was piss poor, but there was a savage sense of community.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we found when we moved down there. There's just like a melting pot of like blow-ins and hippies and Steiner moms and...
That's a title.
That's a title in Ennistoimin, Steiner moms. And it's an amazing spot, you know?
Yeah.
And just never wanted to leave it then.
And did you go down to be a musician, or did you fall into a different line of work down there?
No, I was working as a fish smoker down there.
Wow. So you were living the whole romantic dream
I learned how to smoke salmon, and I was doing that for 3 years. But with the open spaces and stuff down there, it gave me time to reflect, and I started writing, because, you know, Jesse'd be away a lot as well.
Yeah.
So I start writing songs and putting them together, and I wouldn't play them. I didn't have the balls. Like, so that song, even though my hand left me there when I was playing that song on the guitar, but when I wrote that song, I wouldn't play it around County Clare, you know?
Wow.
And my missus was like, will you sing this song, will you? And I sang it in an open mic one night, and the roof nearly lifted off the place. So I was like, right, there's something to this.
And I mean, you've met up with some pretty incredible musicians along the way, the likes of our the legendary Damo Dempsey has very much taken you under his wing. He brought you out on tour back in, was it 2016, 2017?
2016, yeah.
And the likes of Davey Spillane, and, you know, how did all this happen? How, you know, how did you meet Damo? And you weren't the guy that he rescued when that was drowned in that time down in Wexford, wasn't you?
No, that's like a fairy tale, a movie or something.
Yeah.
I met Damo years and years ago at another open mic up around Dublin, and so we were kind of friendly with each other. Yeah. And then around 2013 or whatever, 14 maybe, he was doing a gig in Clare, and myself and Jesse knows Fiacre.
Yeah.
So she. We, yeah. So we wangled our way backstage and just hooked up again, sang a few songs, and so he gave me his contact details, and he was like, look, you know, give us an old shout. And so when I started recording then about 2 years later, I recorded this song and I sent it on to him, and I said, look, man, you know, there's pecking orders and waiting lines and queues and all of that stuff. I said, stick me on the end of it. And if you ever, like, if there ever's a chance to open up some shows for you, give us a show. And he got back like a couple of weeks later and
he's
said,
he's a great dude.
He's
like
a gentleman,
that.
Yeah.
And then Davey Spillane, I mean, there's a heavy hitter, and your producer and mixing engineer is the wonderful Martin O'Malley down in Malby. Of course, I know him by reputation. And,
right. Okay. How is
Martin to work with?
Martin is like I say it about Martin all the time. Martin's so cool. Martin's so cool that when he goes to bed, sheep count him. he's the soundest skin. Like he's exactly his temperament. Is exactly what it needs to be to do what he does, you know? So when you first meet him, he's very reserved and a bit shy.
Yeah.
And then as time goes by, he starts, his sense of humor comes out and he opens up, you know? But from the start, he opened up the studio and just let me create, like, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, a real pros approach. You know, when you're making a debut album like that and making your first recording, it's a pretty nerve-wracking thing. And when you're presenting your songs naked like that to a producer, it's kind of... like you're in the nip nearly, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
His grace with that a lot of producers would be quite reserved until the artist starts to feel comfortable, you know. And that's you can always tell a great producer from that. But what's the plan now? I mean, we've got the debut album out. There's been you've been picking up a fair bit of airplay across with our national broadcaster. And is there a band put together? Or are you just doing it the Troubadour or one man job at the moment?
It's a good question. I'm in the process of looking for a band, but I'm also interested in getting out and, you know, just honing my skills on the live set as well, like as a solo performer, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing a bit of that, but I know, like, I have to get like a bit of backing as well, you know.
Of course. Well, I mean, you know, like if you're living down in Clare, there's only so many places you can play, and it's the same across the country. I mean, even, you know, some of the most successful acts, you can only do a Dublin show every, you know, 3-4 months.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's tough, but I mean, it'd be great if the old tours, the tour support, but it's just so tough out there. I mean, how do you find it as an emerging artist to try and, you know, break out there, and like what kind of challenges are you facing?
Well, at the start it was just me and this album, you know, and I had the ear of Damo and, you know, Luca and Davey and all these lads who were guiding me as best they could, but there comes a time when you release it and it's just you and it.
Yeah.
And you're like, right, what do I do now? And I was lucky enough that Barry Hartigan came on board.
Yeah.
You know, because he's one of these, like, I just call him the gatekeeper, because he's one of these deals that's just plugged in, you know, and can give it to people like yourself to play it for me. That was hugely important for me, because, you know, like, I can only take it so far on my social media networks and all that, you know, like...
It's the same, I mean, you're posting the same people over again.
Yeah, it's that echo chamber thing, you know, it's the same people liking your stuff. And so, you know, people like yourself and all the DJs spinning it around the country are hugely helpful. And there is a tour, there's tours been...
Fantastic.
Been lined up after the launch in September.
Talk to me about that. You're in the Bowery.
I'm in the Bowery this Saturday.
Have you played there yet?
No,
it's a great venue.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it?
You might get a little seasick on the stage, but
yeah, no, I heard there's a boat. There's a boat in there and stuff. Yeah, this is my first time playing in it, and it's on Saturday, this Saturday the 15th. It's €10 a ticket. It's the launch of this album. I've two support acts as well. There's a really talented singer-songwriter called Sarah Ryan.
Sarah, I know Sarah, yeah. Played her on the show,
yeah.
A couple of times.
She's going to be opening up show, and then another really talented muso from out my way in Shankill called James Winner.
James Winner, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a few tunes as well, and it should be a good night.
And tell me, you know, with the record, has it been hard to deliver? You know, because there's a lot of that lovely instrumentation that kind of brings in that kind of folky world sort of instrument stuff. Are you finding it difficult to deliver that with the one man on the guitar? Now, I'm not saying, because the song you delivered there I thought was powerful, but, you know, does it feel like a bit of a compromise sometimes going out and, you know, without this, you know, Davy Splann behind you and without... You know, how are you dealing with that?
That's another good question. Like, it's kind of double-edged in that I know I can do these songs justice because before all the lads came on board, there was just me and this guitar sitting in the sitting room.
Yeah.
So I can definitely make people believe in the words that I'm saying. But, you know, with, like, a Davy or, you know, just anyone kind of backing me up with little bits of string and percussion and stuff, it just takes it to that other level, you know?
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing when you're recording or when you present songs to a producer like that and you hear the playback and it's, you know, you hear all these additional instruments,
man.
That it's the real hair on your arm,
yeah,
stuff when someone,
yeah,
can take your vision and, you know, just
express
paint this movie,
yeah,
with it, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Before our Barry gig, I need to get one more song out of it before you go.
Cool.
What are you going to play for me?
I'm going to play a song about me two cousins that passed, and it's called Best of Kin.
Best of Kin, in your own time. Steelwall, thank you for being my guest this week.
Thanks
and
very much.
And best of luck on your musical endeavours, and keep her lit, man.
Cheers,
you
guys.
Know, you got to preach the good word, bro.
Thanks, man.
It's been so long since I saw you. No one ever thought that you would leave this world behind. And still I find I'm still thinking of you too. Oh, Michael and Elizabeth, you're on my mind. When we were young, we had some fun and we done dumb stuff. We used to run amok and smoke it up, too much was never enough. I used to love it buzzing with me two cousins, but now you're both gone. They say that it gets easy, give time, time, life goes on. Angels watch over all my people, guide them lovingly to you. Oh, angels watch over all my people, ones down here and the ones up there with you. Now I'm sorry that I broke away, never got to say the things that I wanted to say. Like, I love and I miss you too. Still days go by when I cried through a tissue. Guess I thought we'd all live forever. You two both get it together, we grow old, a bitch about the weather. But life's got different plans, too clever, man. Guess now I only see you in Neverland. Swear to God I miss you forever, man. Me and you two, things we used to do. On the hop from school, too cool, breaking all the rules. Three cool dudes screaming Southside rules. Forever, for life, till the end, till we meet again. Angels watch over all my people, guide them lovingly to you. Oh, angels watch over all my people, ones down here and the ones up there with you.
since I saw you.
Yeah, that is the sound of steel wall steel. Have a good one. What is that date for the Berry again?
That is the 15th Saturday. This Saturday, it's at 8 o'clock. Come on down, please.
I'm on daddy details, so I won't be able to miss it over in London. But have a great one, and thanks for being my guest this week, dude.
Cheers, buddy.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more, and of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.